Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. On our show, we tell stories to make climate change seem less overwhelming. We know that our episodes are no replacement for massive policy changes, but we hope that they help to shift your perspective or at least make the path forward seem a little clearer. Today, we're going to talk to an artist who also tries to unpack climate change using a very different medium. Here to tell us more are Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
So, who are we meeting today?
Let me introduce you to Courtney Mattison. She's a ceramic sculptor who also has a master's degree in environmental studies. She says art and science aren't really all that different.
Art and science have a lot in common in terms of having a shared sense of curiosity and a shared sense of trying to figure out the world and explain it.
Courtney is particularly interested in coral reefs, those colorful underwater structures sometimes known as the rainforests of the ocean. She says they're breathtaking.
A lot of people have never been so lucky to go scuba diving on a really healthy coral reef, and so I want to share that with everyone.
So Courtney creates massive installations that replicate the many shapes and textures that make up a coral reef.
And in the center of her sculptures, the corals are often rich, complex, and colorful. But then, closer to the edge, those colors fade and turn to white.
Courtney hopes these dramatic objects draw people in to look closer and start thinking
about what it means, what does the white mean compared to the colorful corals.
The white isn't symbolic. It illustrates something that's happening to coral reefs around the world.
Rising sea temperatures and increasing levels of acid in the water are bleaching these coral reefs.
More and more often, the bleaching is bad enough that the coral reefs don't come back.
Why should we worry about coral bleaching?
About a quarter of the ocean's fish depend on these reefs for their habitat, even though they're found in just 1% of the ocean.
So these dying reefs lead to fewer fish. That's bad for the ocean and for the millions and millions of people who depend on fish for their livelihoods.
Courtney says you can talk about coral bleaching using facts and figures, but she thinks art can be more effective.
Art can impact our emotions and connect us to concepts of the natural environment in ways that are less cerebral than just sort of looking at a graph or reading a textbook. A lot of people's eyes glaze over when they are exposed to that kind of material.
Some researchers from Yale University say that most of us learn about climate change using the analytical part of our brain, which learns through logic.
But it's the experiential part of our brain which learns through emotions, images, and associations that has the most power over our daily decisions.
So you're saying that seeing art, like the kind Courtney makes, is more likely to make us want to take action than if we read a scientific report?
That's the theory, and researchers say that art may do more than that. It might also help us change our minds.
That's because when we look at art, we tend to suspend our disbelief. And that might open us up to ideas that we may otherwise have rejected.
Does the power of this art extend to things you listen to, like podcasts?
I think you can count audio stories in that category too, just as long as they're not too analytical.
That's all I needed to hear. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.